This is regarding Stephen, Stephen Mahon, Mahon. Date of birth, May 22nd, 1951. This is a follow-up visit for Stephen Mahon with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, invasive bladder carcinoma, and COPD. His last visit was December 12th of last year. He's still receiving Keytruda every 3 weeks for treatment of the invasive bladder carcinoma, and that has been keeping it in remission and preventing any metastasis. He still has been unable to quit smoking cigarettes, unfortunately, and his weight is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months, but he's eating well, and he states it's actually been stable for at least 4 months. The weight has been right at this level. No hospitalization since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. He has a non-productive cough secondary to chronic smoking. No wheezing or sputum production. Urine is clear. No cloudiness or blood. No foaminess. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's off the Basaglar insulin. Norco is 10/325 every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain. He uses Toprol XL, 25 milligram once a day. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Low dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin D3 daily. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight 167 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 64. Pulse is 63. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 24th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 58. Sodium is 131, and he has been drinking more water recently. Previous level was 136. Potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 3.8, calcium is 8.7, hemoglobin 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, mild hyponatremia, most likely secondary to increased water intake. 3, invasive bladder carcinoma, stabilized by receiving Keytruda, K-A-Y-T-R-U-D-A, every 3 weeks. 4, diabetic nephropathy, blood sugars are well controlled. And 5, COPD, secondary to chronic smoking. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.